So here we go, my friends. Good morning, good morning. Let's kick off the day with spirit with your show host, Susanna Medium. I hope you are all well. Today is Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. And let me find a quiet corner for us here to have a little chat. Let's inspire us. Let's find some direction, some spiritual enlightenment. Can we do some spiritual enlightenment in 10 minutes? Maybe we can have a little chat about that, but then let's see what we are going to talk about. I hope you are really well. You have started your day well, and then you are maybe enjoying a cup of tea or coffee before the whole rush and the whole life, the liveliness and the abundance of joyfulness of abundant, yummy moments will take over your life for today. So here we go. Now, this new conversation, Kick of the Spirit, Kick of the Day with Spirit, with myself, your show host, Susanna Medium. This is a new inventive, new incentive, a new idea here as part of Let's Talk Spirit podcast. So here we go. Now, the structure, the conversation on these shows will go like this. I'm going to talk about something, maybe a little insight, something I noticed, an experience, and we will see where we are taking the conversation from there. I will also bring you a card, an oracle card. I don't work with tarot cards, so I've got a deck of oracle card, the Gaia oracle card here in my hands, and we will see what we are going to maybe find out for today. So here we go. I'm still very excited about starting this new show for you. So yesterday, so this is what happened. Yesterday afternoon, I took a short walk around my neighborhood. We've got some natural elements, I would say. So a little forest, little water feature, a little track. Well, everything is, you know, you can cover the whole thing in about 30 or 40 minutes, depending on how you go, you know, what space you are taking on and what pace you are wondering about. But here we go. I took a lovely walk around the lake. And there are times, you know, it can happen to you very well. There are times when you are taking a walk and you are so engrossed in everything that you want to come back another day and then another day. So this is what actually happens to me. Sometimes I am there all day. Sometimes I am there in the mornings or in the afternoons or later in the afternoons, but then regularly. And then when you are out in nature regularly, then you see the very fine, the slight changes day after day. You notice what the trees are doing. The grass started growing, a little bud created itself or popped the following day. You see a little bit more, just a tiny petal coming through. You see a little bit more, and you might notice certain flocks of birds, certain sounds around you, certain features. The swans or the ducks, they are all swimming. Or what is happening with all the different elements? So when you are outside, then you notice the slight changes, and then in that sense, you know, you notice how nature is changing. But then when you are not out for a couple of days or even a couple of weeks, then you don't see the slight changes, but you notice the quite an imminent, the obvious changes. Like yesterday, I noticed how much greener the grass and then the trees and the leaves on the trees appeared. And then that is a time when I'm always saying to myself, oh, I could have come out earlier to see how everything happened, because in that sense, I did not witness, I missed everything happening out in nature. But still, I could enjoy it very much because I was absolutely in awe of all the beautiful birds singing. And that is when you are walking and stopping and looking and noticing and wondering. And then you are breathing again. And then you are walking again and looking around and noticing something else. And then you are in that moment. So in this sense, this is a semi-meditative walk, mindful walk. when you are not just walking through the tracks and still thinking about your daily tasks, conversations, but actually are noticing what nature is showing you. And I'm always, always in awe of this whole experience because I'm noticing that, man, my mind is very, very busy. You know, the conversations. Ooh, why is this happening? What is that person doing? Da, 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 da. Why is it happening in my life? Da, all these conversations. Then lo and behold, nature shows me something else. A bird starts singing above my head so beautifully, cheerfully, and brightly that I need to stop even physically and stop my mind racing around and running with the same conversation. And I have to look up. I have to, with my eyes, I need to look for the bird. Where is the sound coming from? What bird that is? And then if I'm smart enough, not looking for my smartphone, because you don't, just don't have time for that. And then you don't want to miss the actual opportunity of noticing the sound and enjoying and being there present to that. Because if you look for your phone and look for your whatever you are looking for, then you are missing the whole experience. You are missing life waking you up and showing you something which is much more relevant to you. Relevant in a way that actually it's waking you up, noticing that you need to break the pattern. You need to break the pattern of your mind conversations. So while I was out yesterday, I also noticed that actually, plants have grown. Of course they have grown. It's springtime. It's April, 11th of April. Of course, one way or another, doesn't matter what weather conditions we have had here in the Midlands, I'm based here in the UK, but then plants have grown. The leaves, some herbs. You know, if you are familiar with the herbs, you see how the herbs are coming forward. Or the weeds, what you might consider weeds. And you know, some of them are actually very usable and very useful herbs. So I noticed those growing and shining because their colors were beautiful after a few days of rain. Spitter, patter, rain in our region. But what I was also present to that life is, or nature is not changing. It is growing. It is happening. Whether I am there or not, plants are growing, the birds are singing. If I'm there, I am present to them in the very moment. If I'm not, they are still singing, the birds are still singing, the squirrels are still playing, chasing each other, the people still taking their dogs for walks, and then the plants are still growing, and the trees and the bushes are pushing forward to reach the higher energies, and there is a little competition sometimes amongst them to reach who can reach, which can reach higher and get more sun. So everything is happening out in nature, whether I am there or not, and most certainly whether I'm noticing it or not. Now, what I am noticing as human is when I'm there and I'm noticing the difference, noticing how much things have changed. So I'm noticing the differences from previous time to the present moment. But then you see, it made me think that everything is happening, whether we are noticing it or not. And then it made me think that if I'm worried about certain things, and that can be your conversation very easily, if you are worried about certain things, life is still happening. People still continue living their lives. Conversations still evolve. Situations will get solved. And whether we are worrying about things or not, it is already, things are already happening. So it might be, so I'm just consider this, it might be a good idea to bring yourself back to your own conversation and then just reflect how important, or is it that important at all, to have a very deep, a very very well, deep thinking is important, but then is it very important to wonder about the big problems of life and continuously, whereas we would know that things get solved and things get resolved, conversations, situations amongst people. Very often when I'm doing readings for people as a psychic medium and spiritual coach, teacher, mentor, whatever you even want to name this, But when I'm working with people, it's really a humanistic approach I'm taking. I'm trained in that, but most certainly energy is energy. So we are working from heart to heart. But when I'm working with people, very often it comes up, people are asking questions about why the other person is doing things, why my husband is doing this. I wonder, can you help me? What do you think about my children? Why are they behaving this way? What do you think that my partner, my ex, my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, are they going to call me? Are they going to be in touch? How many days? What is the time span here? So all various conversations, my parents, any kind of conversation. But then the most important thing here is the asking the question about something and somebody else. Whereas noticing that actually life is happening, everybody is getting on with their little lives, everybody is sorting themselves out. Most certainly you yourself, you are sorting yourself out, because that is the nature. This is our nature. This is the law of nature of being human. So there are times when during readings I'm explaining this to people, and sometimes, you know, we are open to conversations. We are open to appreciating and accepting that there is a different side to another side to our conversations. However, there are times when people really want to hear the here and now, the actual answer. My boyfriend is going to call me tonight. Yes or no? What do you think? What percentage is that the person is going to call? Or where is the other one? What is happening on the timeline? What was happening on the timeline? So our relationship turned out this way. What's been happening at my workplace, my boss, my employees, my employers, all so the different conversations, anything you can think of, it's out there, of course, because this is our reality. But when we are taking a conversation into our own hands, when we are looking at the whole conversation from a different angle, then we realize that actually, I can look at this, my side of the story. Everything is happening. Nature is growing. The birds are singing. Plants are growing. That person over there is getting on with their lives. There might be a lot happening to the person. Of course, there are a lot of things we don't know and we don't need to know. But then the question really is how much we can be responsible for our own selves, how much we are responding, reacting, questioning. But then here we go. How much are we responsible for our own reactions, our own reality? Excuse me. Our own reality. Of course, I know when my voice is going in a conversation and a reading, it's very often to do with communication. Of course, we are working about the communication, how we are talking about ourselves, how we are reflecting about our own reality. that's my voice is going a little bit floppy here, but here we go. So the invitation, my lovely friend, is just check in with yourself. When things are happening, when you feel that things are a little bit out of hands, things are a little bit out of order, I wonder what that person is doing. I wonder why that person is doing what they are doing over there. So pause. We talked about it yesterday. Pause. Take a breath. Everything is happening. And then remember what nature is doing. Everything is happening in nature, whether you are there or not. Because that is the law of nature. Things are happening and growing and expanding, growing, just like yourself, everything, everybody. But then while you are taking a breath, reflect. What is my side of the story? Not necessarily while I am asking the question. You can think about that. You can ponder about that. You can reflect upon that, because that's actually very important. Why am I asking the question? What is happening over there? But bring your energy back to yourself. Be present that actually that conversation, the questions I'm asking, they are all related to another person, their side of the story, their situations over there, out of me, over there, outside of me. But then I'm here, and my story is the most important. That needs to be the most important. Why am I asking the question? Why the other person is doing what they are doing? And then it might take you a couple of days, maybe weeks, maybe months, maybe some people a little bit longer to figure that out. But I tell you, if you give energy to yourself, if you love yourself, if you nurture yourself, if you have that awareness that I know something I need to look into, there is something within myself I need to look into, reflect, find the source within myself, find the original conversation, find, pause, reflect, think about it, journal about it, dream about it, anything what you want to do or what is resonating with you. But you've got the awareness that you want to understand. So if this is happening to you, I tell you what, you know, we were really on the right path of the things, conversations, because that is going to open up something for you. And I guarantee that you will understand something, not what the other person is doing and why they are doing it. You know, we might be understanding that one as well a little bit later. But then your side of the story. And the whole thing begins with you. And then you will understand that you are growing. You are growing, like nature is growing, like plants are growing and birds are singing and the squirrels are playing outside. You are growing, you are developing. And then as you are breathing, just like in nature out there, as you observe that, you are going with the flow, you are changing. Because this moment is not like the one before, most certainly not like the one 10 minutes ago or 10 days ago or 10 years ago. You are growing because that is your nature. And then while you are engaging in this kind of conversations, okay, I guarantee that you are growing because you are coming from a space of awareness and a very soulful inquiry and questioning. So here we go. I hope it resonated with you, my lovely friend. If it did, or if you have any question, feel free to send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com. Susanna is easily spelled as Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A-medium.com, or you could say Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A-medium.com. You can check everything on my website. Again, it's easy to remember, suzannamedium.com, and social media is always Susanna Medium. So here we go. Kick of the day, await spirit. I love sharing conversations with you and all based on my own experiences. And I know if it's an experience with me, then it's going to resonate with you sooner or later, or at least there is one person this conversation is going to resonate with. So here we go. Kick of the day with spirit. Our oracle card, let me get this one, shuffle the deck here. Our card from the Gaia oracle cards, Oracle deck by Tony Carmen Salerno, beautiful, beautiful cards. Let's see what we are having here. Rising above, the card is rising above. Clarity, freedom, solutions. Oh, I love that. I love that. When spirit, God, consciousness, they are giving us a card. They are giving us a confirmation beautifully as the confirmation of our conversation this morning. And then the visual prompts here are a white dove broadly opening its wings and flying above the water and then the sky. It's beautiful. The dove is white for me, very cheerful. It's still looking down a little bit, but beautiful feathers. Feathers are opened. And as it's rising above everything, we can see the waves in the air and then the waves on the surface of the water, just like yourself. When you are rising above everything, then you are leaving something behind. And then you never know with your conversation or not, you don't even have to talk about these things. You just need to notice things, have that awareness within yourself. And people will feel the energy because you are going to come forward and come across differently. You are rising above, okay? Rising above, how beautiful. This is the card, rising above. You bring clarity, freedom, and eventually solutions to your own life. And then in that sense, when you are rising above, you are helping others to rise above. So here we go, my lovely friends. This was Kick of the Day with Spirit, our early morning daily conversations. Here with your show host, Susanna Merriam. This is going to be available on all major or more of the more major podcast platforms. We are just bringing this to many different platforms. Alternatively, you can listen to this a little bit later on my YouTube page, again, Susanna Merriam. And then if you are interested in my conversations groups, the development groups, the soul conversations, the private consultations, please visit my website, www.susannamerriam.com. And with these words, I'm going to say my goodbye. If you have any question, feel free to send us an email to hello@susannamerriam.com or tune in. This goes live every morning on Podbean, where you have the opportunity to ask questions and be part of our conversation and our growing community. I would appreciate if you could just join in when you are around, if you feel like there is always a little short conversation here with something, you know, we can ponder about during the day. And then also if you could share, follow, and like these pages so that even more people can find this conversation. You never know who's going to hear something while you are here with us on air. So here we go. My lovely friends, thanks very much for joining me here. This was Kick of the Day with Spirit on the 11th of April, 2024, with your show host, Susanna Merriam. So here we go. I'm saying my goodbyes and have a gorgeous day and come back tomorrow, my lovely ones. Here we go.